that I've come to understand in the last six verses of Daniel 11. So I'm not too quick to be critical of people that approach these verses and come to some wrong conclusions along the way. But nevertheless, the glorious land of Daniel 11, verse 41, when you understand it as the United States, then you understand that the message that is contained in these verses stands or falls by being correct about who the glorious land is and what takes place in verse 41. And this is a vital truth, and I'm saying vital truth because that's the word Sister White used in the passage from the 1888 materials that we used. She was talking about having a willingness to let one another have some differences of opinions on minor truths, but on vital points of truth, we can't have that willingness. We have to be firm. The glorious land of verse 41 is the United States, as Hiram Edson, one of the pioneers, says. And it's identifying a time when God is going to purify his church, and it's warning us beforehand that we need to finish the work of character development, that we might be among those that, when that crisis hits, receives the seal of God, the latter rain, and proclaims the loud cry message. This is the most serious message to come to Adventism since Adventism began back.